When I started traveling for the wilds, it was a 16-millimeter projector that I would pull out. And for you under probably 30, that's one of those things that was a black box, and it had a reel and another one on front. And you got to take the tape and put it in the one reel, and the empty reel starts going and pulls it through. And then at the end of the thing, I'd hit rewind and all the way back. So that was, I started traveling for the camp in the fall of 93. I started working there in 89, so I've been there 35 years. And so, yes, things have changed a little bit for technology since then. So I just wanted to say I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for a few things that I've just been sitting here, been here since, I don't know, 5:30 maybe. Had a good ham dinner over there. That ham was really good. I'm thankful that Faith Baptist here in Williamsburg supports our ministry. We call churches like Faith Baptist a sustainer church, where you treat us like a missionary and you'll send us a check every month and you'll support our ministry. We have about, I think, 100 and 120 sustainer churches maybe that do that. I'll tell you, it costs a lot of money to run a camp. Just get in your mind, come up with a guess what you think it costs to run the wilds for a year. It's pushing $8 million to run the camp for a year. And so camper fees will cover about 60% of our expenses. And then we rely on churches like Faith Baptist to give, and that will, you know, help stand in the gap a little bit. So when I say we appreciate you, it's just not words. It's the absolute truth. And so thankful for that. Thankful that Pastor gave me the opportunity. It's a good thing for a camp or a missionary to come by that you support, so you can kind of see what's going on, right? Now, with social media, if you want to see what's going on at the wilds, all you got to do is get on social media, and you can see what's going on pretty much in real time. But it's also good to hear from somebody occasionally. Now, Steve, don't you be messing around with my stuff here. So it's all good. Another thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that God led Mike and Sherry to start this church back in the 90s, and I see them quite a bit down south, and saw them on a walking trail once, and saw them at a restaurant, you know, just happened to pop into them. And so I'm thankful for that, but also for the, you know, I don't know that you got a pastor right away, but you got a fine man and his wife in here. And I'm thankful for that good transition. And I want you to know you should be thankful for that, because I know of about a dozen churches right now, and they are asking me, we need a pastor, we need a pastor. Do you know of anybody? I preached in one of those churches east of Richmond on Sunday. Their pastor just resigned. He'd been in that ministry 35 years, and he just can't do it anymore. And they've been looking for over a year. And so they're trusting God to bring the right person to them. But I know of a lot of situations like that. So just sitting here thinking all the things I'm thankful for, our relationship with your church, you know, and then thinking about the pastor being gone and letting us have this time tonight. So, and I'm also thankful I just had 25 minutes with the teens, and I really enjoyed it. They were an enjoyable group of kids. And I just got to be honest with you. You can't say that everywhere you go. So it's kind of like working with adults. My job at the camp, I'm the guy, my wife and I, our job is to take care of the sponsors that bring the kids. Okay, so that's how I know Dan Tozier. Dan brought the kids with the Privets back in the 90s and others over the years. There's 160 to 180 adults every week at the camp. So on a big week, we'll have 800 teens, 250 juniors, 150 adults. I think that comes up to 1,200. Now, I was telling the kids the week they're coming this summer is a little smaller. We'll probably only have 500 teens that week, so it won't be quite as packed. But the adults are packed out every single week. And I've been doing that for 31 years. And I just can't believe I'm still doing it. Some weeks are easier than others. Some groups are easier to serve than others. But, you know, I'm just grateful for the many years doing that. So I think that's about all the ramblings I had. I prepared a few of those just in case the audio visual wasn't working. So now, brother, you told me I need to, the trap door goes out at quarter till. Am I right about that? About, okay, 30 minutes is plenty of time. Famous last words, right? Plenty of time. So what I want us to do tonight, I'm going to put our mission statement up on the board. Oh, I got to stop. I'm sorry. I'm going to point a couple people out, and I'm going to get off the floor. Is that all right? All right. I'm going to point a couple people out, and I'm going to say, I think we have met, and I hope I'm not wrong. Okay? So right there, young lady, between the two teens, raise your hand. Yeah, we've met, right? Okay. I was one for one. You with the purple tie. Have we met?
Unless it was at a sizzler, we have not met.
Ah! I was one for two. They still have Western Sizzlers? How about that? That's cool. So, yes, you were a sponsor with the kids, right? What's your name? Okay. See, was there anybody else that's been a summer camp sponsor with the group? Well, yeah, I know you. You guys in the back row? How could I miss that? What, did you have that beard at the time? See, I would have remembered that. That's impressive, I'll say. Not as impressive up here, but it's pretty impressive there. So I'm just jealous. I'm one of those guys that if I tried it, it would just look like somebody messed up their lawn because their mower wasn't working because it's so patchy. My wife would say, shave, please. I can't stand looking at you like that. So, okay, let's get down to business here. What we're going to do, I'm going to show you our mission statement. The mission statement is, why do you even exist? And that's important for you to know because you're sending campers to our camp and you're sending money. And you want to make sure that your money's not being wasted, right? Because I've heard stories about that and like, well, I don't think we need to keep supporting that organization. And so we're going to give you our mission statement. I was in a meeting about 20 years ago, a marketing group that worked with us. They said, what's your mission statement? And we said, well, mission statement is, what's a mission statement? And I mean, they really took us to task. And, well, we go by 1 Corinthians 10:31, do all the glory of God. And they said, amen, great, but that's not enough. So we took 2 days and hammered out a mission statement. And this is what we came up with. Using the unique benefits of Christian camping, we serve people by presenting the truth of God with the love of God so lives can be changed to the glory of God. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to just think about this for a second. We're going to watch a 7-minute video so you can see what teen camp looks like. We're going to watch a 7-minute video, and then I'm going to come back and ask you questions. How did you see the mission statement play out in the video? Okay? So you're not going to get off the hook totally tonight. I want you to stay active, stay alert. You're doing a good job of that so far. But we're going to see, how does this mission statement play out? And you say, well, what do you mean? Okay, here's a for instance. You could look up at the screen. Using the unique benefits of Christian camping. So what does that mean? Well, partly it means this. There are certain benefits to going to camp to a camp. Like, well, that's really profound, John. We could say amen and go home right now. Well, here's why we say that. Because churches have camp at a hotel. They go to Gatlinburg and they rent a hotel, a wing or whatever, and a room, and they have camp there. Churches will have camp at a college. Churches will have camp in their church parking lot. So we think there are some unique benefits to going away to a place in the mountains. Okay? So that's just one example. Again, what are the unique benefits of camping? Serve people. Is that a big deal? Is the word serve a big deal? Do you see that in the scripture at all? Oh, yeah. So that's a big deal. And that went in the mission statement. Because that is huge. We serve people a lot of different ways, but the main way we serve people is presenting the truth of God. Okay? That's a big deal. In fact, if you ever leave the wilds to go to another camp for whatever reason, that's fine. But that better be their big deal and not just go have fun. Because that's the big of the big deals right there. Presenting the truth of God with the love of God. Is that important? You know, isn't it just enough to give truth? Well, no. There better be a heart of love behind that giving of the truth. So you see ways that the truth is given. You see ways where it's given in love. Why do we do all this? You know, why? Why? So lives can be changed. Is that scriptural? Sure is. To the glory of God. Okay. Keep those fingers crossed for a minute. And we're going to go here. I have such confidence in our man back there. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I'm going to have a seat, and I'll be back up here in about 5 minutes and 11 seconds. You ready? Okay, I'm only hearing sound on my computer. I don't think that'll be loud enough. You didn't hear anything, did you guys, on the speakers? Okay, should we put a speaker here by...
It's interesting because it works. It worked when we tried it earlier. We're doing okay on time. I wonder if I did something different.
Could put a microphone down here. Is the lapel working? Yeah, sure is. Okay, let's try it one more time. And if not, Nope. Okay. Somebody said, you're not going to get out of this scot-free without some glitch going. That's funny because it worked perfectly before the service. All right. Listen to you. That's a great idea. That's right. Reboot. All right, so we're gonna just have to play with this for a minute. The volume, we'll see what happens. All right, you ready to try it? Is that doing it? Ah, okay. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Young people, God wants for you to get to know Him. He wants there to be an intense, intentional, ongoing, growing knowledge of Him. How well do you know Him? The Apostle Paul said in Philippians, the goal of my life, even though after I have been converted, I have been changed by the Spirit of God, he says, I'm not through changing. He goes, I still want to know Him more, that I may know Him.
Okay, I'm going to assume we're coming back. There we go. Okay, before I say anything else, they got me again. How many videos and 16mm to 8.8, the cassettes? I've seen, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of videos, but it got me again. You know what got me that time? I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. I'm not going to tell you right now. You should not have seen that and just been totally unfazed. Now, some of you people are thinking, well, that looks like fun. I wish I wasn't over 60. I could go there. Well, you can go. We have senior adult retreats. We have 3 in the fall and 1 in the spring. We have something for everybody. So, all right, let's have our quiz now for the next 15 minutes. I thought I had plenty of time. Where'd the time go? So, using the unique benefits of Christian camping. Now, what were some of the unique benefits as opposed to having camp at a hotel? Okay. So let's go with tubing. What's unique about that? Because you can tube at a water park, right? So what's unique? Who said tubing? One of you ladies back here. Okay. So what's unique about tubing here? It's in a river. It's in a stream. That's right. That is one of the unique benefits. You can't find those natural streams and waterfalls everywhere. You're not going to find that at a hotel unless it's in the lobby and it's got a mirror behind it. Okay, what's another one? Thank you for answering right away. Appreciate it. What's another one? What's that baby saying? I can hear him. Okay, somebody said the zip line. Yes, and what makes that unique? The fact that it goes over those beautiful mountains. Because you could put a zip line up out here. I'm just saying. So the beautiful mountain, the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Okay. So, all right. Let's go with that. I call that unique benefit number one is a beautiful setting. Mountains, streams, creeks, waterfalls. And to that, Psalm 19:14 tells us, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. So we have 1,000 acres, and we say, thank you, Lord, for giving us such a nice place that points people back to You. You know, these kids that come to camp, and kids over the years for 55 years, I guarantee you the counselors say on a hike to a 100-foot waterfall, you think that thing just got here? How did that get here? We have a great Creator that did that. Let me tell you about Him. That's the second highest waterfall in the state of North Carolina. Maybe some of you saw the movie The Last of the Mohicans. It's about 30-some years old now. It's back in the early 90s. You saw the guy jump off the waterfall. That's the tallest waterfall in North Carolina. And the one that was on the screen a minute ago is the second tallest one. Okay? Beautiful setting. What's another unique benefit that you saw? Yes, sir. Now, we're not talking about character building here. Okay, something about the environment. He said unplugging for the week. Let's just explore that a little bit. Unplugging for the week. What else can you say about that? What maybe you saw in the video? Anything? Ma'am? Okay, now, that's the second really intelligent thing you've said tonight. Rebooting was the first. And that's my third point. So let's just hold that one right there for a minute. Okay, so I'm going to call it this, a controlled environment. So unplugging. So there are very few places you go anywhere where you control the environment. There are even fewer places that you go where the environment is set up to be conducive for spiritual growth. And that's what we try to do there, so that wherever a camper is, if they're not saved, if they are saved, the encouragement is, what is the next spiritual step for you in your walk with God? Because we're supposed to be growing and changing. He's conforming us to the image of Christ. And so hopefully that will happen in a week of camp. And then, as she said, an exciting program. Kids have fun. And that's what got me in this video today. I saw a lot of kids having fun. And they acted like they were enjoying themselves. We didn't talk, and that was genuine. We didn't talk these kids in to say, hey, we're going to be running a camera here. Make sure you're smiling and act like you're having fun. Not a chance. It was all natural, on-the-spot type stuff. Kids having fun. And the thing that got me is they're having that kind of fun in a situation where they didn't have to do stuff that made them feel guilty in order to have a good time. I love that. Love that. We live in a crazy world, and there are places like good camps where they can get away and just do stuff like that and have fun. Those young people were having a good time. So those are some of the unique benefits of Christian camping. You know, you can have camp at a hotel. You could have camp in a parking lot, but we think there are some unique benefits of Christian camping. Serving, but using the unique benefits of Christian camping, we serve people. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead. You saw some of the ways people were being served. Let's just go through my list here. You saw it at the dining hall. You saw it at the coffee shop. You may not have seen anybody cleaning the restroom. I don't think that's something we would put on a highlight video, although there probably could be some highlights that we could have put on there. Taking out the trash, again, that's not a highlight reel material, but dishing up ice cream, cutting grass, anything that is needed. Okay, so serving people, that is biblical, right? And who do we see the ultimate example of that is Jesus Christ. Being born as a man. As a big step down. Living with human beings, sinful people, having to put up with them, and then going to the cross and enduring the pain and suffering for our sin and doing the will of God in that. He served us. And I'll tell you, that should be part of your DNA if you're a believer. If you're a selfish person, I don't know who you are. We may have a few selfish people in here. But that shouldn't be part of your DNA as a Christian. You should be serving others. And men, we need to be the leaders in serving others. We need to be the best ones at serving others. Young people, goes for you too. You don't get a pass here just because you're in seventh grade or ninth grade or whatever. Mom, how can I best serve you here in this house? What can I do to serve you? So that's right in our DNA. We serve people. Now, who do we serve? This picture's kind of stretched a little bit, but that's our website, and it's just proof to you that we don't just have kids in the summer. We run from end of February all the way through about the first week of Thanksgiving. And last year, we served 18,000 campers from the first of the year to the end. And that's some of the other stuff we do. If you're interested in finding out about an adult retreat, just go online and you can find that. So here's the main way that we serve people, by presenting the truth of God. Okay, we have time to get a few answers here. How did you see that played out in the video? I have three things that I listed. How did you see this played out in the video? Okay, there was preaching. You saw Morris Gleiser, the old guy in the blue shirt. You know, he's pushing 70. You know, he's 68, 69, I don't know. He's still preaching to kids and doing a great job. You saw Will Galkin on there. Will Galkin had a black shirt. That's the guy I think you're coming to hear this summer. Loves kids. Does a tremendous job with kids. Okay, there's preaching from the pulpit. What else? Bible study. Yep, you saw kids sitting around reading the Bible and filling out a notebook that last year was titled Knowing God. Is that important? Man, that ought to thrill your heart. It's just, they're not going to remember everything and they're not going to do everything, but neither do we, right? Hey, kids, just letting you in on a little secret here. We're not perfect. And you're like, I know. I live with two of my parents are sinners too, just like me. Hopefully saved by grace and growing, but we're all growing, and we're all hopefully coming like Christ. So there was one more I'd like to see if you can get. How is the truth being presented? Yes, one-on-one counseling, big deal. And also small group settings where the counselor has 6, 7, 8, however many he has in, she has in, his, in their cabin, and they're discussing the morning chapel. So they have morning chapel, and then they have a 45-minute time where they can sit there and discuss what they learned. Okay, very good. Now I'm going to just go through some scripture really quickly. Why is the Word of God the big deal? Because the Word of God has power to save. And we know this. This is why it's the big deal. Romans 1:16, the power of the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. James 1:18, He gave us new birth by the word of truth. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Holy Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation, Timothy tells us. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Why is the Word of God the big deal at camp? It has power to save. And then secondly, it has power to cleanse. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now, John 15:3, you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So whatever a camper's need is, if it's salvation or spiritual growth, we're going to present God's word to help them take that next step. Now, presenting the truth of God with the love of God. Is that important? Okay. How did you see in the video truth in love? Now, this is a little harder one because you can't read people's hearts. But what do you think? Sir? Okay, did you see that? Yeah, you sure did. Me and the big man here were talking on the way over. I said, when you're 6'2", the counselor says, I hope that guy's on my team because I want him for big ball. But I got to be honest with you, there are times kids walk in a bad moment, a counselor may say, I hope that guy's not in my cabin. Now, that's a bad thing to say, isn't it? I'm just saying sometimes we prove human, and I'm sure I thought that when I was a counselor 35 years ago. But we try to tell them now, we have 300 summer staff, 110 counselors, and we say, now, counselors, if you see a kid, and you're going to see him, you can't look at that kid and say, oh, I hope he's not in my cabin. Oh, I hope she's in somebody else's cabin. Because if you do say that, God probably did put him in your cabin. No. No, it's all about loving people. We have some very unlovely people that come to camp. Like any of us are lovely, right? You know, and we just say, you know what? You got to love them. There's some sponsors that come to camp that I have trouble loving because they cause me problems every year. And you multiply that times 20 years. I saw a shirt at Bucky's up in Lexington, Kentucky. It said, and I wanted to buy it and wear it at a sponsor meeting. It said, go ruin someone else's day. My wife said, honey, you can't wear that at camp. Presenting the truth of God with the love of God. Did you see it any other way before we go on? Okay. Yes. And again, you can't see their hearts, but you can see it on their face, right? And you just can't fake that. So I'm going to give you a quote from an old Scottish preacher. And think about the man standing in the pulpit or the counselor counseling kids. Truth is the element in which we are to live, move, and have our being, but truth must be inseparably married to love. Good tidings spoken harshly are not good tidings. The charm of the message is destroyed by the discordant spirit of the messenger. Truth in love. Why? Why do we do all this? So lives can be changed. And again, that's scriptural. Romans 8, 28, 29. Whom he conformed, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. So lives can be changed. A youth pastor said, camp is one of the greatest spiritual investments parents could ever make in the life of their child. Okay, parents, camp isn't inexpensive, is it? As I said earlier, it costs us between $7 and $8 million to run the camp. If we could charge $100, we would do it. But we can't. So camp is not inexpensive. We got that out of the way, okay? But we spend all kinds of money on things. And I just want to make sure that you're not saying, well, my kid can't afford camp, when you're paying what for what? Okay? Camp is a spiritual investment. And this youth pastor said it's one of the greatest investments you could make in the life of your child. And then they also said camp has the greatest spiritual impact of any activity in our youth ministry. And I'm just going to close with this. Why are we doing all this? So lives can be changed to the glory of God. So we went through our mission statement. And I hope that this has been an encouragement to you individually. And I hope that you walk out of this door tonight and say, thank God for the Wilds. Thank God for a place like that. Thank you, Lord, that we are supporting the camp and sending our kids there. I don't think I need to go to the pastor and say, we need to quit supporting that camp. because they are trying to do things scripturally. And I will say this before I... Who am I turning it over to? Rob? Okay. We have a tremendous relationship with other camps. Okay? I'm not standing up here saying, well, we're the only good camp out there. Guess what? I spent the night at the Edge camp last night, just an hour down the road. You heard of it probably. He's trying to recruit every Baptist church in Virginia, and I'm getting a little tired of him doing that. He and I are close. And we went out to eat dinner last night, got the tour of the camp, and we have a great relationship. And that's the way camps should be with each other. It shouldn't be competitive. God's going to take care of all of us. So I just wanted to give you that little word in case he ever stands in this pulpit again. You can just say, okay, fella, yeah, I know. So, all right, brother, come on up. I'm going to go ahead and be done now, and you can close it. You need this lapel. Okay.
All right, as we have seen the presentation tonight, one of the best things about the Wiles, the Edge, and some other camps like this out there is their foundation is the Word of God. We're going to sing number 464, How Firm a Foundation, Ye Saints of the Lord, is Laid for Your Faith in His Excellent Word. Stand with us, please. There will be no words on the screen behind me. In your hymnal, 464, please, How Firm a Foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord is laid for